It's the second deadly sin, which keeps you far from thin. This tendency for overindulgence. When you're a glutton for punishment, with your heavy self-weight management, there's nothing more you'll get than your comeuppance. Gluttony, gluttony, it's affecting your anatomy. Bigger than a bumblebee, rounder than a redwood tree, and to yourself you say with childish glee, just look at the size of the butt on me. A love of all those pies can put inches on the thighs, and eating pudding surely rots the teeth.
Rots the teeth!
Every plate of fish and chips causes swelling of the hips, but you just can't help yourself, you can't resist it.
Gluttony, gluttony,
your waistband's bigger than the Barents Sea. Bigger than a bumblebee, rounder than a redwood tree, and to yourself you say with childish glee, just look at the size of the butt on me. How you got this way you can't remember. You used to be so thin, so trim, so svelte. Then love of food became your great obsession. You spend each birthday loosening your belt another knot.
Nice seventh. Would someone like cake or a meringue?
No, bunny lass, you're not wrong. I'll have a bit of cake.
Ready for a key change?
Your body was a temple, but now it's a cathedral.
Ooh, lovely.
And you've been eating far too eagerly. When you need a bigger skin, yes, well, that's a double sin. Not only are you a glutton, but you're greedy.
Gluttony, gluttony, it's affecting your reality.
Bigger than a bumblebee, rounder than a redwood tree, and to yourself you say with childish glee, just look at the size of the butt on me.
Oh, look at that lovely piece of gattox. In this.